are continuing Freak Show Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show, and you can tweet us, Joe and Alex Show.
I don't think we've ever done a two-parter like this. Like, it's so fascinating, we wanted to keep him on longer.
It's been a while. If we have, I don't remember. We're actually talking to Aiden, who emailed us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, which you can do. Maybe you know somebody that's a freak. We'd like to hear about that, but we really like to talk to the person themselves. Aiden, explain everybody exactly what you are as a feeder, if they're just tuning into the show. What's a feeder?
Absolutely. So a feeder is someone who is super turned on by the idea of someone just, you know, eating and eating and eating and getting super full and stuffed and potentially gaining weight from it. Some feeders are more aggressive. Some feeders are more like me and they're more pampering. And so it's just this idea that gaining weight is just a huge turn on for us.
Are before and after weight loss photos online turn-ons for you? Like, is that porn for you?
If it's fat to skinny, I like to pretend it's in reverse, and then it gets super hot.
Just flips it around. Now, I know you mentioned earlier, people are just tuning in, when you like to feed these people, you prefer to do it more at home, have like a delivery person drop stuff off. Do you ever, though, besides some of the apps or online communities that you have to communicate and find these feedies, or however these people are, I always mess that up, do you ever go to a place where I would think there'd be people that can eat a lot and a lot and a lot, like a Golden Corral or like different buffets?
Oh, do you love buffets?
Do you ever like go by there and look at people and maybe, hey, good morning or good afternoon, my name's Aiden, and then start the conversation that way?
No, typically people don't like being approached at a buffet. They're either eating their shame or just trying to avoid people. Sometimes I'll do it at a bar. Bars, clubs, meetup, I'll try it there. I've picked up chicks at McDonald's before. but yeah, no buffet.
I want to go back to your childhood when you said that you had a fascination as a child with pregnant women. Can you walk us through that and what all that entailed?
Absolutely. So I just sort of, when I was a kid, I had a lot of, you know, women in my family, you know, cousins, niece or aunts and whatnot. And they were starting their families, having kids, and just seeing, you know, all these women, you know, being pampered, taken care of, seeing the big belly. And I don't know, it just resonated with me as a kid that, you know, this was okay. This is something that, you know, I wanted someone like this with me. And I was, you know, 5 or 6 at the time, so I didn't really understand those feelings. But then they since evolved and developed. So that's why I've had the feeder and pregnancy fetish for years.
Yeah. So it's an equal fetish for pregnancy and feeding, or is it now more feeding the pregnancy? Because I was going to say, because I know that there's like a subset of porn and stuff I've heard about with guys that are obsessed with just pregnant women, but yours evolved. So how did that change for you?
It's still both. Ideally, I'd love to find someone that's into both. But, you know, if they're pregnant and they want a snack, awesome. If they don't and they're just fat and they don't want kids, that's awesome, too. Obviously, this is such a niche interest that I'm not going to kick anyone out of bed for not being into both of my interests.
Could you ever see yourself getting married and being with one person, or no, because your fetish kind of involves like multiple people eating in front of you for the sexual satisfaction?
I've had a lot of, you know, I've had solid relationships built around feeding, and you know, when you have that connection, you don't have to do it to the point where they're gaining weight. You don't have to do it to the point where, you know, they're putting on all of this, all these pounds. It can just be, you know, an intimate night in, you know, having a snack or a pizza or a nice steak dinner, what have you. So I can absolutely just be with one person as long as I love that person and I care about them. And again, like I said earlier, communication is always key. So long as there's an open train of communication between the two of us, really anything's possible.
The voice you're hearing right there is Aiden. He's here on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday. He is what they call a feeder. He likes to see people eat food and get full and get stuffed, and it definitely makes him excited, can get him aroused and just turn him on, and also likes to sleep with them afterwards after they've had like 30 minutes getting out of the pool to do that. Aiden, let me ask you this. When it comes to people eating a lot of food and getting full, can you think of a couple of examples of like, what did somebody do? You're like, oh my gosh, they ate so much food. Like, what did you feed them? How much did you feed them?
Well, there was this girl I dated in college, and we had this breakfast buffet. And and I would go and I'd get her just Belgian waffles, and every time they were done making one waffle, she had already finished that one, and she was already, you know, six waffles in, and I was just sort of looking at her in awe. We didn't end up going to classes that day. We just sort of bunkered down in my dorm room for the rest of the day, but it was amazing.
So a nightmare first date for you would be a girl that orders a salad.
If she's got a great personality, I might give her a second date, but yeah, no, typically... Not a fan.
It's so funny because so many women are so self-conscious about eating a lot or eating messy foods in front of guys on dates and stuff. Like, I feel like I'm always told things like, don't order ribs on a first date,
or don't get spaghetti.
Yeah, don't get chicken wings. But, like, you would love that.
Oh, yeah, no, and I'm not alone. You know, there's all kinds of people that are totally into this, too. And it's, you know, there's so many beauty standards and telling people not to eat this, not to eat that, you know, don't overindulge. And, you know, so long as health isn't being put at jeopardy or at risk, I'm all for, you know, just get those ribs, get that spaghetti, you know, do you.
Would celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and Kirstie Alley, whose weight fluctuates all the time, be like your ultimate celeb crushes?
I had a big one on Kim Kardashian for the longest time. But yeah, no, definitely like Oprah or Kirstie Alley. There was a time, maybe 20 years ago, where they were super my thing. but then I'd be like four. But you get what I mean.
What about, I mean, she's way different now and she's healthier, but I'm just trying to visualize a person that you would like to feed. What about someone like Mama June when she was bigger?
I typically say if I can count their chins on my fingers, I'm not interested.
Oh, okay.
Interesting, because I was like, she ate a lot of stuff, spaghetti. And
Sketty. That was just ketchup and noodles.
Mm. Wow, I feel like I've learned so much, Aiden, and I really appreciate you being so open and available to talk about this, because I, as a guy that eats a lot, which, you know, if you were into dudes, I'd be your dream, because I eat a lot of food and get stuffed. I've never heard of a feeder before. Have you guys before this?
Never. And I have a feeling, Aiden, there's going to be some women that are interested in you. So if we do get a DM on Twitter or anything, someone wanting to give us their email to give to you, can we give those to you?
Well, I would never say no to that.
Okay, there
all
it
right.
is. If you want to go out with Aiden, call us 317-239-1009. We'll take your information and hook you guys up. Or you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
And I just want to hear what people's thoughts are today for Freak Show Friday. I think it's a little bit weird, but it's like, it's also interesting to me though too, because there's always something for somebody that they're into.
I'm obsessed. Wow. I want you to be an attraction at the state fair next year.
That's fine.
Aiden, I want you to come in studio and feed Alex chicken nuggets.
I would do that with pleasure.
I bet you would.
All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show. We'll talk to you next on Freak Show Friday.